Futura brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely, maybe a little too fiercely.
Nicknames come about in interesting ways. I have relatives who've received nicknames based on the color of their hair, something funny they said as kids, and unfortunately, their size. My very tall and imposing grandma was called Tiny, a name she despised. A great uncle went by Sauce. I thought it was because he drank a lot. When he died, his obituary revealed his real name, which I'd never heard until then. It was Alfredo. I gave nicknames a lot of consideration when debating name choices for my three kids. My daughter Millicent has been Millie since birth. Instead of Dashiell, I had so wanted to name my son Atticus, but ultimately I rejected that name because I disliked the nicknames Cuss or Addy. I chose Dashiell because I love the nickname Dash, but do you think he will allow anyone to call him that?
No,
Dashiell has made Tyne the go-to nickname for our little Clementine. I will answer to Val, although I've truly hated that nickname since grade school when my younger sister called me Val Movement regularly. I tried to come up with a retaliatory nickname for her, but Gassy Cassie never took. I love the way Joel says my full name with all three syllables distinctly pronounced, Valerie. None of this two-syllable junk, Valerie, as I'm so often called by acquaintances. He used to call me by my given name all the time, but now he pretty much just calls me Mom. Joel is usually just Joel, although I've been known to call him Jolie on occasion. His middle name, after his mother's maiden name of Erickson, is Eric. Our kindergartner, Clementine, has trouble recalling that. Recently she said, "I can't remember Daddy's middle name, but it's something really awesome like Spike or Prince." We all got a good chuckle, but Joel was so flattered that he now prefers Spike to his real name. I'm afraid to ask Clementine what she thinks my middle name is for fear she'd say something like Doormat. I'm convinced that middle names came about because parents wanted a way to honor relatives with unfortunate first names without ruining their children's lives. Believe it or not, I had an Uncle Wyborn and an Aunt Arvilla. Thank goodness I didn't feel obligated to inflict those on my offspring. I mean, what does it do to a person's self-esteem when his mother names him Wyborn? Apologies to all the Wyborns and Arvillas listening out there. According to the World Health Organization, there are over 130 million new babies born on this planet per year. All of those babies' parents must choose names for these new humans, so there are bound to be some repeats. I tried so hard to come up with unique yet beautiful names for my kids, but I just read that Clementine is rising in popularity and will soon break the top 100 in the U.S. In 2018, Dashiell rose 550 spots on the rankings, and Millicent rose 919 spots. For crying out loud, either I'm a trendsetter or I have amazing powers of prediction. At any rate, I'm glad that I am finished naming babies. But I'm not out of the woods. There are always those monikers that are just fine until someone with that name becomes famous. I read that J.K. Rowling created a bit of a problem for the many real people in England with the common name Harry Potter. Apparently, after those books became a sensation, they'd call to order pizza saying, "Hello, this is Harry Potter and I'd like a deep dish pie brought round." The person taking the order would typically reply, "Oh sure, aren't you a clever bloke?" and hang up the telly. What if a criminal named Dashiell suddenly becomes notorious for some heinous act? What if J.K. Rowling writes a new fantasy series and instead of Voldemort, the evil arch enemy's name is Clementine? What if some artist named Millicent rises to fame for her insightful booger sculptures? As if I don't have enough to worry about.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with production assistance by Angie Hafley and music by Kelly Wirtz. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.
Have a great week.